Eight C-130 cargo planes are stationed in Fort Worth, Texas. Well, at least for now. The planes are at the center of a bitter custody battle. If the U.S. Air Force has its way, the aircraft will be moved to a base in Montana. But Governor Rick Perry, who was once a C-130 pilot in the National Guard, says the planes should stay right where they are.
Having the ability to move patients and ambulatory individuals very quickly can only be done by those aircraft. And having the capability to keep those aircraft in the state of Texas is so important.
Air Force spokesperson Ann Stefanik says the move comes as the Department of Defense is facing budget cuts and has to more evenly distribute its diminishing airlift capabilities. The region around Montana is considered to have a shortage of C-130 aircraft, hence the move. But Stefanik says Texas will still have access to C-130s.
The C-130s in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Keesler Air Force Base, Mississippi, would also be available to respond to issues in the Texas area.
The planes that Stefanik is referring to are active duty Air Force planes. The ones currently in Texas are National Guard planes. Governor Perry says he can mobilize the Texas National Guard planes in 2 hours with a simple phone call. But he's less clear on how long it would take the Pentagon to deploy the Air Force's C-130s. As for the move being cost-effective, Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger doesn't think so. She proposed an amendment to the military's budget that would delay the move for at least a year. Her spokesperson, Matt Leffingwell, says Montana is not equipped to take on the C-130s.
Montana had a F-15 squadron. The facilities are very different. There's going to be a cost of building new facilities, but also training the pilots. We heard from the Air National Guard that the cost estimates would be anywhere between $70 million and $100 million, but the Air Force could not confirm or deny that.
The issue is far from resolved. Congress has to make a decision in light of the Department of Defense budget and the input of everyone from Gulf State governors to all 34 members of the Texas congressional delegation. There is also pressure from Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer. The Helena Independent Record reports that Montana's F-15s are being moved to California and that Schweitzer will sue to prevent their removal without a suitable replacement. Ira Sundar, KUT News.